week, I texted Jeff Van Rapphorst and just said, you ever want to come in studio and just talk ball for 30 minutes? He said, yeah, sure, Friday. I was like, oh, okay, great.
Rapper.
I was so pumped that it was turning around as quickly as it did. So Jeff Van Rapphorst, the color analyst of Arizona State football that you hear with Tim Healy every ASU football game, almost every Saturday. Obviously, there's some, I think you start this year Thursday, Friday, so it's a little weird, is live in the Auction Community Studios just to talk ball. And first question is out of ASU football. There are so many fans that don't know anything about you out of ASU football. How's life? How's the kids? How's your wife? How's Chris doing?
Chris is great. You know, we've been married since, well, we're over 30 years now, since 88, June of 88. So it's been really fun. Our kids are at that phase. We no longer call ourselves empty nesters.
Yeah.
Because that implies that we're left. So we have, Christy has recoined it. We are free birds.
I see.
Yeah. So little last, Skinner.
Yeah. Last week, our youngest graduated from Duke. And so we're actually making and earning our own money from now on, which is a beautiful thing.
Congratulations on
Wow,
that.
Duke. How was that experience there, Robert?
You know, it's amazing. And he played lacrosse there and just being around. I mean, you know, Coach K, Kevin White, CAD from ASU days, and, you know, his lacrosse coach is the U.S. national coach. I mean, everything there is just is top-notch, phenomenal, and the education is off the charts. So it was a great experience for him, and everybody kind of finds their way, you know, and finds their path. And I had, you know, one kid at a D3 school. My daughter went to Colorado, and young one went to Duke. So all over the map. I couldn't get any Sun Devils, but I got a Blue Devil. So that was close as I got.
Close as you got.
Speaking of the Sun Devils right here, how jacked up are you about ASU football?
Yeah, it was actually funny. I was going through the calendar and putting in start times in my, you know, in the phone and getting it all dialed in. It's just amazing when you think of, probably college is the wrong moniker to use now, because there's so many specialists and consultants and, you know, it's...
Advisors.
Exactly. You know, it's like the CIA. There's a guy, you know, probably 12 different layers of people, and they're all agricultural advisors working in, you know, dangerous parts of the world.
That's actually a point. I didn't think we'd go here, but now that you brought it up, I am one of those people that have always been anti-paying college athletes. If you don't like it, go to arena football, go play basketball in Europe, go do an Olympic sport and go up through the U.S. Olympic team. There's so many other areas. If you don't want to be a student, don't be a student. So why should we pay you? And I admit I'm moving off of that because of the point you guys just made. Now that we're at the point where college football employs, you know, 100 adults for one team, and they're all making good salaries, if there's that much money in the game, I kind of backed off that and thought, well, it is starting to get ridiculous if you're having the arms race and everything else. How do you feel, Raver? Is it time to pay kids more than the cost of a scholarship?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think you got to give them enough to live on. I think you need to, you know, give them a fair stipend, however you calculate that based on, you know, city and location, things like that. I'm more inclined with maybe you give them some kind of insurance trailer. What about the 99% of college football players that don't make it to the NFL?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
They two ACLs, a blown shoulder, this, that. You know, is there something that can kind of trail them? Because you get great medical treatment when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you graduate in May 8th, and all of a sudden, hey, by the way, you're off our dime, and call your mom for her insurance card.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something along that lines. I'm not a big fan of paying them, because you open up Pandora's box. And here's the flip side. If you paid a Pac-12 football player, how much more is Duke? Because I got to watch Duke basketball.
Yeah.
Like 2-3 games, right? And it's crazy. It only seats 5,000, 6,000 people. How much more on a monetary value is Duke basketball? Zion Williams ripped a shoe in the UNC game. Nike stock dropped over a point the next day. So he's one of the few athletes that... I mean, think about it.
Yeah. I remember.
If you're a college athlete and you're trying to figure out what is your worth in endorsements, you already got it. If you're a consultant or an agent, you've got it pegged. Hey, I can tell you right now that the book value of Nike just went down by $100 million. You know, it's a scary thing. So once you go down that road of stuff, what do you think, Wolf?
You start talking to me, at least, about this, where you're going to start paying kids. It's such an elitist mentality. It really is. Because I was the son of a truck driver. Do you think that college scholarship meant a lot to me and my family. You better believe it.
So your dad
was absolutely huge. Son of a truck driver would never be able to send his kid to college, period. None of them, three boys, was able to do it because of football. You think it's a big deal to have a scholarship? You better believe it is. Oh, unless you're somebody that has this expectation that you're owed more than that. That's bull crud.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I think it's a time to learn how to work. And, you know, the whole idea of football, sacrifice, team, you know, get rid of self and everything else. It should be, you know, and I think it's the same message. It's probably wrapped differently. You know, Wolf, you talked about, you know, getting people's hearts before you get their attention.
No doubt.
So, you know, I think you have to do that somehow. But
Jeff Van Rapport's joining Doug and Wolf, Rose Bowl winning quarterback. He always goes crazy when I introduce him that way.
People are looking up and see what year the Rose Bowl started. Was it around back then?
But you know what? This is why, Douglas, and I'm sorry, but this is why I'm so jacked up about ASU football right now. I think they have a leadership group. And Herm Edwards, of course, I'll even go to Ray Anderson, but Herm Edwards and Marvin Lewis now, where they're turning back the clock. I believe they do care about young guys and about mentoring these guys and somehow, some way developing them, not only just winning football games, but also developing them as men. That's the way it used to be when you went to school, rapper. That's the way it used to be when I was in school at the university level. They cared about developing you. They looked at your parents and said, we're going to take your kid and we're going to turn him into a man. That's what we're going to do. That was part of the recruiting process.
Yeah, and I think when you got recruited to WVU, I mean, it was you went to play for that guy. And that guy was your coach. That guy was your mentor. That was a disciplinarian. You had an academic issue. You know, he took care of it. Your position coach took care of it. Now there's an expert in every area. You know, life development, strength and conditioning, media relations. You know, and ASU's got a great program. I mean, you know, if you want to go play at a university and you want to go to the NFL, the value at ASU may not be on the field. The value may be just walking around the hallway saying, hey, Coach Lewis, can I just get a iced tea with you? You know, and each coach is required, I don't know if you knew this, Wolf, is required to have lunch with his position guys. So when I go there after practice and just walk around, the coaches, assistant coaches are sitting there with their guys having lunch. What's going on? What do you got next, Ron?
Okay,
what's going
on in your life? Okay, that's really interesting right there. I don't know if I'd like
that. I was going to say, I can tell Wolf is like a little concerned.
More on this as the show unfolds.
Yeah. that means he's not completely gung-ho on it.
I'm thinking about it.
Also, we want to talk a little more ASU with Jeff Van Rapport, but also it's just great to sit down and talk ball with him in hardcore football. And one question, will college offenses work in the modern-day NFL? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Talking to me, one and done. Yeah, one and done. Ray, respect the value. Ray, respect going to college and being a student. Scholarship worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah.
Your Pantera call out is driven by AutoNation with 13 dealerships in the valley and over 100,000 new and pre-owned vehicles on AutoNation.com.
Find you elitist.
What you're looking for today. We got Wolf all going. Jeff Van Rapport won the Rose Bowl with ASU, color analyst with ASU football, and some of you might not know, he will refute this, had a cup of coffee in the NFL. You had three training camp years, right?
No, just two. Just two. Three different teams, yeah.
Oh, three teams, two camps. I wanted to give you more credit. But you have, and now I'm sucking up to a friend, the amount of football I learned sitting next to Rapper on a plane or just talking with Rapper before games is really a huge help to me in this job. And so I basically wanted to have Rapper in today to be able to grant that gift to a lot of you listening that love the game. And I'm interested with all the years that you've watched Washington State football now, and now you look at the Arizona Cardinals. Now, if you look squarely at Cliff Kingsbury in the eye, he's going to say, I love Mike Leach. I was a student under Mike Leach, but my system is not his system. You know, he tries to keep a separation. But with what you saw, are we at the point now where college offenses do have a chance to highly succeed in the NFL? When in your day, a quarterback, that would never happen.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think Mike Leach's system as it is could work. If it could have worked, as smart as people are in the NFL and football in general, they would have been on this 1 month after they saw it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Mouse Davis and the old
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So it was going to take over the National Football
League. The greatest offense ever between the 20s.
Yes. Correct. And so I actually committed to Mouse when he was at Cal. And Jay Torchio was there, you know, and Portland State, Neil Lomax, and men, they flat spun the ball.
Yes.
And it was all based on certain principles. And those principles are still valid, right? Concepts of is the play designed to be a horizontal stretch, meaning stretch a defender right and left, or vertical stretch, or is it a man beater? And I think kind of where the pro game is morphed a little bit or taken some stuff from the college game is there within a play they may have a man beater on the backside and they give you an option. You know, hey, if it's man and you see the safety coming down the box, take that man beater route, right? And hit it. If it's zone, then this is the way we're gonna go with it. So I don't think you can take a college offense and bring it in. It's too simplistic.
So therefore you believe that Cliff is going to dramatically change it because now he actually has practice time and he can do it? Or do you have concerns for the Cardinals?
No, I don't have any concerns. I really like what they did. I mean, and I think everybody should kind of, you know, it's funny. We're all fans. Let's quit analyzing it. Those coaches know so much. That's their livelihood. I know a little bit about football. Believe me, I know enough to, it'd be like, you know, me going down south of the border to a resort town and trying to get around. I could get to the restaurant and I could get some beverages and food, but that's it. Let them be the experts. I mean, Wolf,
let me tell you right now, one of the reasons why we have you in here, Robert, is because I learn something from you every time I talk to you as well. I kid you not, right there. I love the man beater, what you just said right there, right? Because I believe that is going to be part of what they do. It's one of the reasons why the ball does come out so quickly,
right,
in this offense. Now they've got to tailor it. There's no doubt about it. They have to tailor it to the National Football League. Chip Kelly tried to do it.
Right.
Chip Kelly tried to do it, and his offense worked. Now, Doug Lacy, we can sit here and we can argue about the personnel all day long.
Mm-hmm.
No denying that. You're right on that. Howie Roseman should have had control of the personnel. And I think maybe Chip Kelly's fortunes may have been different if that were the case. But I will tell you, he also had to adjust that offense because his defense was out there 85 snaps a game. And that's what ultimately doomed him and his team. The system.
Yeah.
You can't do it at this level.
You know, the one thing is different, the couple things that strike me as different, and one is if you look at how the plays are look at how much time a player has in college to work with the coaching staff. You know, what is it, like 20 hours a week?
Right.
It's a really
right.
small number.
Yes.
So that's number one. Then number two, dimensionally, the football field is different. You know, while the perimeter is the same, the hash marks are different. In the NFL, the hash marks are closer. So what it does is by moving the hash marks in, it allows you to have balance to throw into the boundary. In college, that boundary's tighter. If you put that in the NFL, man, they'd put some guy out there, a Javon Kurse, who's a hybrid guy, and say, you have from the 5 technique on the weak side to the perimeter, and just play that 5-10. You're so fast, you'll get there, right? You can cover that ground. In college, you don't have those guys. You know, it's a game of deficiency. So one is, feels a little different. Communication is so different because you're holding cards and placards up, right? You're trying to tell everybody where to go. Can you imagine that in the NFL?
No, I can't.
And then the biggest advantage, and have I don't know, Wolf, have you ever been able to listen in to the communication between?
I have not, no.
A shout out to the NFL. I would love, I promise you, I won't say anything. I'll sign an NDA. I would just love to listen.
You're such a businessman.
In that 15 seconds, how much can you really, you could communicate so much information
to that quarterback.
Well, supposedly,
you know, this is an interesting point. For those of you that don't know, what happened in the last couple of years with the LA Rams is that the play would come in to Jared Goff almost, you know, with still 37 seconds left on the play clock. I mean, it was get it in immediately, break the huddle. And then, unlike any other head coach, Sean McVay kept talking, because you're allowed to talk until there are 15 seconds left on the play clock. And he would start going through the defense. Instead of standing on the line of scrimmage and talking to his quarterback, he gets far enough away that he can scan the defense as if he's the quarterback. Okay, they're in this defense. This should be what's open. We should look here. We should look here. And everybody blasted Jared Goff. Oh, you're such an idiot. You can't handle this. And McVay thought, why shouldn't my expertise be a part of this? Rumor has it, Kyler Murray's going to get that same treatment from Cliff Kingsbury.
I mean, think Cliff Kingsbury's number one job, he has two jobs. One is to manage expectations. Expectations of the vets, the rookies, expectations of him being a guy who got fired in college and now he's the NFL guy. And I think he has to really just be true, be honest, and work his heart. He's a hard worker from everything you hear. So I give him all the kudos in the world. The other thing I think he has to do is devise a system that allows Kyler Murray to be able to execute equivalent to his physical capabilities. And early on, you're going to find that he'll probably have to back that off mentally, but how he communicates is going to be huge. And how Sean, is it pronounced Kugler? Sean Kugler?
Kugler.
Kugler. Okay, don't forget him. You know, those offensive line guys, you got to protect the quarterback. It's great to draw X and O's on the board, and all of a sudden you got two free runners off the weak side and you don't have protection. So I'm enthralled by it. I love the behind the scenes. I just want to see the X's and O's, and I'd love to come listen on to the just to the quarterback talk.
Just quickly, your thought on Kyler Murray overall. I mean, just Kyler Murray in this offense that he is proposing, that being Cliff Kingsbury.
I love it. I mean, if you look at what Russell Wilson has done, you look at some of these guys, that the ability to extend to play with your feet is paramount in the NFL. And then I think the ability to have, for a defense to have enough respect for you that they walk a safety down in the box, because they're going to have to walk somebody down with him, right?
Oh, yeah. And not only that, too, the way he impacts a pass rusher.
But you just can't
rush the passer willy-nilly when you got a guy like Kyler Murray back.
But do you want him running?
Yeah, I do. I want him running. I want him getting down. You know who's going to benefit the most from this? David Johnson.
Totally. Oh,
I mean,
absolutely. The mesh between Kyler Murray and David Johnson.
Right. Guys are going to go.
What are you going to do?
They're going to have just seizures. Like, who do I? You know, you have to think about the responsibilities on a zone read or a mesh concept. Right. Give or pull. If you give or pull, everybody has to be so sound defensively. It's almost like triple option. Who's your guy? No matter what happens with the ball, just assume that Kyler has it.
Right.
Right, which now gives David the cutback, because you're taking a defender out of the box and he's covering the quarterback. So just the threat of it, you know, Fitz, guys in the slot, Isabella. Because remember, it's RPO, right? We always think of run pass option, but it's double run. It's really RRP, right? Because it could be give to David, pull to Kyler, or pass.
Right.
And then now you're explaining that David Johnson now has run right, run left as well, if you do give it to him. Jeff Van Rapphorst, Rose Bowl winning quarterback, joining Doug and Wolf just to sit and talk ball with us. Okay, I know you got to go, but last question, since we didn't spend a lot of time on ASU in this beautiful part of the program. Your guest, do you have a guest on the starting quarterback for Arizona State in 2019?
No, I mean, I'm going to let it play out. Everybody thinks they have an answer to it. I like the fact that they're letting everybody have a shot. The quarterbacks, it's amazing to me, Wolf, these guys are coming in out of high school early. So they go through spring ball. Those guys that never would have had a chance now have
so
a huge
critical.
Chance. And, you know, and we'll get into it later, but you got Berkovici back and you got some quarterback help. And
I'm so glad Berko's
there. A lot of people to mentor those young men.
Great to have you.
You're the best, dude.
Appreciate it, guys.
That was fantastic. We're going to do this more often, whether you like it or not. Jeff Van Rapphorst.
Hey, wait, did you talk about LSU baseball today? ASU, LSU, Southern Miss?
We haven't talked about it.
Come on, in two hours. ASU plug. Keep plugging it. Keep plugging my university.
ASU plays Southern Miss. By the way, it's only a 2.5-hour drive from Hattiesburg to Baton Rouge. Is that
in the pickup truck that you had that was 10 years old with chips flying out
the
back?
I never had a pickup truck, but I do love the South. Come on, 5 years in Alabama and I'm there. By the way, one of the 47 winners of the Spelling Bee was from Huntsville, Alabama, if you wanted to know that. They had 8 winners to the Spelling Bee, rapper.
All right, just wrap up this beautiful part of the program.
Something tells me I'd love Huntsville.
It is fantastic. Coming up next, what can Charles Clay bring to the Cardinals offense? Is there any chance there's a secret weapon? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.